Hello, hello. Welcome to Motivation for Life. Hello, everybody. This is your friend, Susu Kenty. And my name is also in Spanish, Azucena Cardenas. But you can call me Susu. Welcome to Motivation for Life. And welcome to this channel that is all about positive thinking, behavior analysis. And we also talk about human development and good critical thinking process for your life. So all I want to do here is to give you some new ideas, to share with you my views, and to help you with the things that are going to make your life better. For example, today we are going to talk about how to create your new lifestyle. Okay? How to create. We can all create. Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot create, that you are not a creator. Yes, you are a creator. I am a creator. We are all creators. So also, your new lifestyle. As things change in our environment, as things have been changing in the political chaos, economic situation, educational changes, lifestyle. Our private lifestyle, of course, is not private anymore when we are all in front of camera. If we are all in front of the camera, anybody can look at you from anywhere, unless you have different privacy settings. Everybody try to control your privacy settings in all the cameras that you have in your computers in your house. In my case, I don't mind. I try to look good when I'm on screen. Okay, so since our private lives are changing, think about this. We are changing also the way we treat each other, the way we approach to each other's our thinking. I see more people on the street. I see more people going out for walks. Since a lot of businesses are closed, I see more people using parks. People are still driving during their business every day, going back and forth. I also see people in not only in the parks doing exercise, also walking their dogs. And I do see like whole families walking in parks and just going around the neighborhood. And I think that will increase our social interaction, which would be good. If we decide to stay all in our houses and obey the rules of the authorities, that is okay. That is okay if you want to obey the rules. But also remember, you have one chance to go out and get some sunlight. So take advantage of that, to take some sunlight. So how to create your new lifestyle? Okay, a new lifestyle is going to be, you need to worry about your social interaction with people, with your family. Okay, I think we are having more quality time together. No more complaining about, I never see you, we never communicate. Actually, we have time for better, genuine communication time at the dinner table, at the breakfast table. Okay, and also we have more involvement in the functioning of the house and how everybody has to clean and divide their chores. And also this new lifestyle being more technological focused. Let's try that technology doesn't take over your relationships. And also if you have a job and you have to be online, well, that's more comfortable to do it from home. Somehow you can work in your pajamas. And you can also, you don't have to, translate. You don't have to transport to another place. And you don't have to use gas. So all these changes, of course, are affecting our society. And we are going to be facing changes. How to keep your immune system healthy also. Remember, I think we should go for more natural food instead of already made food. So make sure if you are home, you have more opportunities to cook. and to also to cook natural and to prepare and eat natural things. And I also think we should take advantage of the sunlight and having more interaction. I'm just trying to be positive because with new lifestyles, we change the relationships and we may change families. So I think families are going to be more nuclear families and more a little bit more the social culture will be uniform. The mentality of people may be very directed by a lot of per person. I hear some people say the word populace when they talk about the people. The word populace, it's a Roman word, it's a Latin word that means all the people, but also in Roman Empire the meaning was like the servants and like the workers. Okay, so when Bill Gates talks about the populace, when the of health department talks about populace, they're not talking about all of us in a positive way. They're talking about all the people that work. So the whole world is going through changes, and I know people have been talking about the new world order. They're saying this is not the first world order. We also with the Romans, they tried to establish our orders, and Roman Empire is not ended. It has continued, and it is continuing up to now. So this would be like the third or fourth world order under which we are being controlled. And yes, it's controlled because governments and authorities need to have control of people. And if they don't have control of people, well, then they don't have the wealth and the goals that they want to accomplish. There's other countries where people really are not supportive of the authorities, and they do their life and they don't care. So, but that means they are free in their thinking. However, we have limitations from authorities' limitations. And I totally agree in having an order of things and having rules and following rules. I think we all humans, it's not that we are wild, but we do need to follow a structure. Structures are good because we humans, I hope we all had a tendency for order and structure. If your parents give you that sense of order and schedule, then we all will have it. But a lot of people, if we didn't have the authorities' structure and order, then we would all just act as we feel. And a lot of times our emotions are not very fair. A lot of times people put their emotions and their interests before the rights of others. So here, going back to my channel, Human Development Motivation for Life, I just want to motivate you to don't be sad and just try to see the bright side of this situation, okay? I know it's not bright for a lot of people right now. Let's try to see the bright side and let's try to create new spaces. Let's try to create new ways of interacting for each other. We have also other social media. Like, I know we are used to all the social media that everybody follows, but there's other technological spaces, media that are free media, that are non-censored, and that they are online. I've heard of BitChute, I've heard of Library, I've heard of Steemit. That actually I am on Steemit, and I heard also of all the cryptocurrency pages where you can interact. Also, there's places in the world that you go there and really they don't even have TV or internet, and people just live day by day and work is not their main purpose. The main purpose is family and friends. So if we make the switch to family and friends as our main purpose in life, we will realize that that's what matters. Love and friends, that's what matters. To be with your family. Also, do not get bored. Creation, imagination. For example, I just recently got me a new keyboard because I'm going to take over my piano lessons, and I'm just going to, something I've always wanted to do is to have some time to play the piano. And I'm going to do that now that I have a few more hours in my hands. So you can take a hobby that is going to bring joy to your life. Also, keep calling on the phone to the people that you care for and the people that is important in your life. Keep calling on the phone. And also, you can create your business online. Of course, everybody has a business online, and you can create it too. And okay, well, these are just my own personal views on how to create your new lifestyle. I'm going to give you specific directions. Just sit down, get a calendar, make a list of all the things that you are already doing, all your activities in the week. And then make a list of the new activities that you would like to do. Also, make a list of your goals. You can have achievable, short and fast goals that you can achieve. And also, you can have long-term, very high goals. Okay, and also, you can make a list of the things you want to create for yourself in your life. Okay, there are so many ideas. And of course, make sure that social interaction is one of your main activities, because right now is when we most need to see each other, care for each other, communicate and talk to each other, talk to your neighbors even more, and call your friends on the phone. You can make all the stupid Zoom meetings, that's fine. But also try to, when they let us, go out and continue to interact and reunite. I think we should do that even more. Also, I'm going to also talk about how to have a strong immune system. And I know that's going to be another topic for the podcast, but just real quick, to summarize my ideas about how to have a strong immune system. Eat a lot of raw food. And of course, get your sunlight, exercise, dance. But what you eat is very important. What you eat is like 80% of your health. And I'm going to be making another podcast, look for it, about the food you can eat and the food you cannot eat or you should not eat, because we are like a chemical laboratory and we have reactions in our body, so we need fuel for energy, and a lot of foods are not fuel. They take away our energy. So I'm going to be making another podcast about those foods that take away your energy and the foods that give you energy. Okay, and that's all for now. I'm very happy to say hello. This is Suzu Kenti at Motivation for Life. You can send me an email to lifecoachservices@gmail.com. You can also email me to azucenakennedy@humanscience.online. And you can also visit my website at azucenakennedy.online, where I offer psychotherapy and life coaching. Thank you, and bye-bye.